So Andy, you were comparing relationships that should end but don't end to being zombies.
Yeah.
Undead.
The undead, they walk the earth.
Yes.
Seeking brains.
Did you know though that in our skin live senescent cells, which are like zombie cells?
I have heard about these.
They contribute to skin aging because they infect the cells around them. And if you have fewer senescent cells, your skin is more youthful, fewer age spots, it's more radiant. And that's where OneSkin comes in.
It's science, the science of skincare.
Yes. And I mean, this stuff is really cool. This is OneSkin. They have developed the OS1 peptide that reduces the number of senescent cells by up to 50%. And so in doing so, they reverse your skin's biological age.
And in a clinical study, wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users.
I have been using this stuff myself for a little over a month now, and I've got to say I am impressed. I do like how it plays well with my other products. I don't have to completely overhaul my entire skincare regimen. And I love that it was founded by female scientists. And I love how OneSkin is about not only improving how our skin looks, but improving the biology of our skin so it's more resilient to aging. So OneSkin is more than just skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at any age.
Get started today by saving 15% with code Shandy at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off with code Shandy at oneskin.co.
After you purchase, support our show and tell them we sent you.
It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
And guess what? There might be an ending you'll never see coming. Cut.
Dear Shandy.
Welcome back to another Dear Shandy Bachelor Recap, listeners. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today? Really? Only
I'm eh.
Oh, I feel pretty good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Why do you feel good?
Because I thought that was kind of exciting. It was long, but I mean, it could have been worse.
Why can't I be unrelated to The Bachelor?
You put me in my place.
Sure did.
Okay, you're just in general.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I feel
Okay. So, speaking of just before we got rolling, I took a sip of my coffee and spilled it on my boob.
Yeah, Murphy's Law. It's coffee is the ultimate Murphy's Law, and ketchup too.
Yes.
Both of those things, you should never have the last sip or bite of each.
I really should have held back. I was like, no, this one sip is going to make the difference. And instead, now we're talking about it.
You should never have the last French fry with ketchup, and you should never have the last sip of coffee if you want to have clean clothes.
But it wasn't even the last sip. It was like the second or third sip.
That's always the last sip.
What am I supposed to do? Anyway, we decided that I didn't need to dab it because what I'm wearing is sort of coffee colored. So we'll just see what happens as it dries.
Yeah, I mean, that's as good a jumpsuit as you could spill coffee on.
Totally.
There is.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad about it.
I mean, that's basically the only difference between that and the coffee you had is there's a little more milk in the coffee of your jumpsuit.
To me, this jumpsuit has too much milk in it.
Way too much.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Shall we get going recapping this momentous finale?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, so there's a cold open of Joey very intensely crying. We've seen this previewed a lot. Normally we don't talk about cold opens here, but I don't know, something about this made me feel a little sick. It felt like Truman Show. You know, like when it hovers like a little too long. Like I understand tears here and there, but when it just stays there, I'm like, why am I watching this? What's wrong with me?
You know why I didn't feel sick? Because I knew it was a tease. I knew it wasn't real. I mean, the tears were real.
Yeah.
But the content was misguided.
Yeah. I mean, that's always the theme in these. Yeah. I don't know why they feel they need to do that.
I don't know.
Okay. One out of ten times is it actually that dramatic? Jesse insists history is about to be made. What happens tonight has never happened. Grab those tissues. That's debatable. Okay, so now Tulum. Lots of B-roll of Joey at Secrets Tulum.
Secrets Tulum. What happens at Tulum Secrets?
Well, apparently...
I mean, that's suggesting that there are secrets at that place.
Yeah.
And usually secrets, it's not like, oh, you know, Lisa said this about Jimmy. It's like secrets is like someone was killed there.
Or there's like it's some an affair.
Sick sex stuff going on.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking sex stuff. Affair. I was thinking more like...
Oh, you're going there to have sex with your mistress.
Yeah. You're not going on your honeymoon to secrets.
Yeah, you're going to there to have sex with your mistress, then kill her. That's the secret.
And then keep it.
Yeah. Two secrets.
Okay, and we meet Joey's family now. He introduces each woman. I thought it was very telling when he said, Kelsey's giddy to a point where it's so stinking cute. Mm. The reason I took note of that is because I've long felt that when a guy thinks a girl is cute, that's it.
That a stinking cute. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Yeah.
Stinking. Cute is one thing. You could say a lot of people are cute. Yeah. Like I have girlfriends who I think are cute.
Yeah.
But when someone's stinking cute, you really want them.
Yeah, it's the sexy cute combo. Yeah. No man can resist cute.
No man can resist cute. Yeah, it's totally true.
Okay, so Daisy meets them first. There's some sound issues at the top of this, I had to point out. It was very brief. It was like 5 seconds of sound issues, but I was like, oh, are we going to have another?
Apparently, that wasn't his last chance to do sound.
We think it's the same guy. No heads rolled last time.
I think this was his last chance to do sound.
It's really sweet. Daisy thanks his family for making Joey who he is. Mm-hmm. A very beautiful overall takeaway from Daisy throughout this whole season, I've got to say. Like, and I love that she credits his family. She's like, it's not just I love your son. It's like, I recognize that he's
your son
who he
wouldn't
is.
Be here if it weren't for you.
Yeah. So the most notable conversation here, of course, is with Daisy and Joey's mom. His mother's very unique. I find her very endearing in that she's so in her feelings all the time. Yeah. But she does give me a sort of like low-level panic.
Yeah.
In a way, I respect it and think if I had been raised with more of that, then I would probably respond to it better. I think maybe because I wasn't raised like that I'm like, oh my goodness, so many feelings.
Well, she's very present.
Very. I feel like she's in the moment. Like when she's such an active listener.
Yeah. You cannot get away with anything.
No.
You're like, can I get some more of this coffee? And he's like, what?
Coffee?
You like my coffee?
What was really cute was watching the scene back, Joey's mom in the studio audience, and she had her face in her hands, like she was embarrassed watching herself, which I thought was super sweet. A very sweet moment where his mother says that she'd be honored to have Daisy as a daughter-in-law. They just sort of bond. It's very sweet. But, you know, nothing out of the ordinary, because now Kelsey meets the family. This goes also very well. The main talking point here is when his sisters ask Kelsey if Joey proposed, would she say yes? And she says, I think so, yeah.
Please. Come on.
This felt so out of the blue that I wondered if it was weird editing. But then they go and report back to Joey that she said, I think so. So this is what she said in this moment.
This is the massaging. This is the massaging phase.
Okay.
Where everything is BS.
Okay. Heavily massaged with the soundtrack.
We know who's winning.
Yeah.
We knew who was winning last episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, regardless of
whether we knew that before.
Or thought we knew or whatever.
I loved being wrong.
I like being wrong too.
I thought this was a thrilling episode because it suddenly shifted so quickly. You know, they were really neck and neck for quite some time and we were like analyzing their kisses and you can really see what he has with each of them. And so in the finale for it to suddenly like, I saw the bow coming together, you know, it's getting like wrapped up with a bow. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Of course it was Kelsey.
Of course it's Kelsey.
But it was beautiful to watch because it, you know, Kelsey said at the very end when she's at the hot seat with Daisy, she's like, Daisy is amazing and beautiful. And that doesn't take away from the fact that I'm amazing and beautiful. I feel like in an alternate universe, he could have been with Daisy. You know what I mean? They were clearly also very good together.
It wasn't about what Daisy was like or what Kelsey was like. It was about what in the end Joey wanted. And we misread what Joey wanted. Yeah. Joey wanted a compliment, not the same person.
Yeah.
We thought that he wanted someone who was like just like him.
Yeah.
Same energy, same just view on life.
Yeah.
But he wanted someone who was going to lift him.
Yeah.
For someone to create more energy.
Yeah.
For someone to be his counterpart, his yin to yang.
Mm-hmm.
That I was feeling and you were feeling that he was looking for a yang to yang.
Yes.
But he wanted
or
the yin.
Or rather, in their case, a yin to yin. I only know that from having taken yin yang yoga class.
What is the difference between yin and yang?
I think yin is the feminine and yang is the more masculine. So when you do a yin yang class, the first half tends to be the yang, which is really like more athletic and you're sweating more and it's like more aggressive. And then the second half is the yin where it's more like you're holding these like resting poses.
Oh, okay. So it's a feminine masculine thing. That's it?
I think, don't quote me on
that. We're
going
to get help from this. Like, let me tell you what yin and yang is.
That's what I recall. Oh. But just looking at Daisy and Joey together, I feel like they are more yin. Like they're more... It's more like passive, it's more relaxed, it's more low key. Yeah. And in a way that can almost be maybe too much. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, meanwhile, a little sardonic.
Kelsey
is like a feel good, like let's go out and do something fun. Mm-hmm. Like, look at the sun. It's so beautiful today. And you know, Joey, I think Joey wanted that. And we just misread that.
Yeah, totally. And I think that it might have been easy for us to misread that because I actually think you and I are very similar.
We would go for Daisy. Not necessarily Daisy the person, but Daisy the concept.
Yeah, we would go for the person who we felt truly understood us the best and was like matched our energy.
Like a mirror.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well,
we
clearly.
Just want to be with ourselves. Just, you know.
Although, you know, we do have a bit of opposite in
some
ways.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In some
ways. There's some yin yang, but the yin is strong in us. The yin. Yeah, now I know everything about
yin
and
yang. I don't even know which one it is in us. Okay, we'll just stop talking about this because we might be way wrong.
It's already a very deep hole we've dug here.
Slightly interesting editing here when in his ITM, Joey says he's concerned, quote, there's an infatuation. And the very next clip we see is Joey's dad asking Kelsey, do you think this is just an infatuation?
This is you know what this is? From last episode, probably midway, everything from now on is just staged. It's just like, let's make this, okay, we all know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just make this the most mysterious we can for the audience.
Yeah,
let's just throw in little words here. Why is infatuation mentioned again by his father?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it just wasn't by accident or coincidence, but like they were like infatuation.
That's
the word.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's go with infatuation. Infatuation, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, infatuation.
In general, this whole meeting of the family has this sort of negative suspense soundtrack tone, but
they tried so hard. There was nothing. They couldn't even get it. They couldn't get it.
Yeah, it was
half-assed. They wanted it. They couldn't get it. The music wasn't committing. The music even was like...
It was a little shamed. In the live now, Jesse says, how is Joey going to sort through his feelings and finally make a decision? Maybe he won't. I mean, this is where he went too far.
He went too far.
Yeah. They don't show restraint on this show, do they?
It's always the opposite. It's like, you know what it is? It's like any dictator. Anytime a dictator says something, the opposite is true. You ever listen to like Putin talk? It's like every single thing he says
is the opposite.
You just say, okay, so that's the opposite. That's the opposite. That's the opposite. Okay, now I know what's going on in Russia.
Yeah.
Just all the opposite.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with this. It's like anytime they try. Jesse is Putin.
Okay, so now it's Daisy's final date. I have to admit, at first I was bummed that there were full final dates because they had sort of been getting in a groove of just doing an evening date, which I was really into because it was like, it feels tedious often at this point. However, because I was just quite enjoying this finale, it didn't bother me that much. It's really saying something.
Yeah.
Oftentimes these 3-hour finales, 3 hours, are you kidding me?
A 3-hour finale? You wouldn't know that because you're young.
Huh?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, how does that go?
A 3-hour tour. They were supposed to be on a 3-hour boat tour, but they got caught in a storm and then ended up on a deserted island and followed by 10 seasons of a show.
Is that how the song goes?
A 3-hour tour. It's the only words I know.
I thought you were singing a variation on Last Chance to Do Sound.
Oh, maybe that was an homage to Gilligan's Island theme song.
Okay, so it's Daisy's final date. They do a ceremony thing to cleanse themselves. I thought this was a paradise date.
Yeah, there's a lot of cleansing dates. They've really reused this one a lot.
I almost felt like Daisy, I mean, she was definitely spiraling during this date. You know, her frustration. I loved her ITM where she said, I'm so frustrated because I have so much I want to say and I've been talking about it with everyone except the person I want to say it to. Hmm. You guys knew I would be pointing out this ITM, that slight fourth wall breakage. She's like, I've been talking about it with everybody, with so many people. Mm-hmm. So who are those people? We're not seeing them, right? It's all the people behind the cameras.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Yeah.
She says she wants to tell him that she loves him and that it hurts. And then her producer says, what about it hurts? And she says that he's not sure of me.
Mm-hmm.
They make wishes and he says he wishes them both happiness, whether that's with each other or separately. Dun, dun, dun. Not a great sign. I gotta give him credit.
Letting her down easy.
It was so funny when later on, after the final rose, Jesse asks him, how did you feel when Daisy said, I know it's not me? And he was like, my first thought was, how do you know?
Yeah.
And
oh, come on. So he told her.
He did.
Yeah.
And it was really very generous of him to do.
He was protecting her.
In,
he was protecting her by rejecting her.
As subtly as he was able to, or rather as much as he was able to, which had to be very subtly.
He went to the line.
Yes.
He went to the ABC line.
Yeah.
It's like, you go over this line, you break contract.
Yeah.
And he went right to the line.
Oh, you know, they're all like watching him.
Yeah.
Like, don't let her know.
The next thing he could have said was be like, I'm not picking you. But yeah, maybe I will. Who knows? You know, anything can happen. That's like where that's the that's next
the
step.
The ABC Joey. Line. Yeah. Daisy in her ITM says she's used to someone loving her, but still not wanting her. She's used to not being chosen. That's very heartbreaking.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say something controversial here.
What?
I feel like when, like, you know, runner up or top three or four of this franchise, this show,
yeah,
starts talking about how they're never chosen.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel that bad for them. Like, they're getting to the top four of The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
And they got cast on The Bachelor in the first place.
I honestly, there are a lot more like desperate people in the world than the top four on The Bachelorette. Aww, yeah. Is that wrong to say?
I think that's...
Oh, so anyone could feel that way. It's okay. It doesn't matter if you're...
Just because, you know, she's beautiful doesn't mean that
But beautiful and personable and, like, you know, yeah, yeah, like, obviously has a large group of friends, yeah, yeah, and family and people who want to date her.
I was a large group of friends that came to her hometown. Yeah. That's true. She's very popular.
I'm just saying that of all the heartstrings that get tugged for me, one is not the I'm never getting chosen thing by finalists on these shows. That's all. I'm just saying. It may be controversial. No. People are going to disagree with me. That's how I feel. It never tugs at me. Like, when I hear that, I'm like, you know,
okay,
I'm playing a small violin, not the smallest violin, but a violin that's too small.
Too small.
Yeah, just a little
to
too
be
small.
Played by your hands. Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, just because objectively, you know, the people who get cast on this show are chances are of a certain demographic
and a certain age. It's like when you're 75 and you've never been chosen, get back to me.
I got to say, after watching Golden Bachelor and hearing some of those women's
like Leslie
stories,
Leslie was chosen. I mean, she was chosen by Prince, but not fully chosen.
By who?
Prince.
Prince.
Prince. Was it Prince or Prince's? Prince. Didn't she date Prince?
Leslie?
Or am I thinking of somebody else? She did.
Leslie dated Prince?
Wasn't that the thing? Yeah. She was Prince, the singer. Wasn't that the thing?
Are you talking about April and Frankie Valli?
Oh, my bad. Wow. Is it possible I got... Wow, that's... Getting old.
I mean, who knows? Maybe someone will come to your rescue and tell you that you're right.
Babble for life. Babble for language. Babble to make yourself a little cooler at parties.
So is learning a new language a party trick to you, Andy?
Not a party trick.
Is that all it is?
But it can be. And you will be the life of the party if you start busting out in a different language.
Oh, okay.
Period.
Okay.
People who speak other languages are more likable instantly. Even if they prove to you that they're not likable later, immediately you'll like them more.
I have to admit it's true. I actually made a new friend recently and her native language is French.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea because she had no accent at all. And I was so blown away by this
information.
It's a
superpower. It's like someone being like, okay, I'll see you later, and just flying off into the sky. You're like, oh, I didn't know about that.
And with Babbel, my goodness, you can learn to fly in as little as 10 minutes a day with their daily immersive lessons. And can you think of a better way to spend time on your phone than learning a new language?
Think about the things you do online 10 minutes a day. How stupid they are. You're Googling your own name 10 minutes a day.
Meanwhile, Babbel's language lessons have been crafted by over 200 language experts. I love that they have voice recognition technologies. And also the lessons are really functional, like asking for directions, ordering food at restaurants, so you're not like whipping out your phone every time to translate every single word. Wouldn't it be great to be able to just have that in your mind?
And to be able to pronounce it correctly.
Correct.
Pronunciation is the most important thing, often left behind when people are learning languages. Babbel respects pronunciation. So here's a special limited time deal for our Shandies.
Right now, our listeners, the Shandies, can get 55% off your Babbel subscription when you go to babbel.com/dearshandy.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/dearshandy.
Spelled babbel.com/dearshandy. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So Charlene, I noticed you're wearing a white t-shirt.
Yes, I'm copying you today. Mm. Although, frankly, my white t-shirt is a step up from yours.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. You wear it a little better.
I'm wearing Skims seamless smoothing t-shirt. I'm obsessed with this material. Notice how smooth it is? It's because I'm wearing the Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, which I'm also obsessed with.
Wait, there's a bra under there?
I know, no. Right? So smooth and also comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing it after I put it on, which is saying a lot because there was a while where I was like, I can't do underwires anymore. This is too uncomfortable.
Ugh. They dig.
They dig.
They leave those marks. I've seen these marks before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm always like, why would you do that to yourself?
Oh, well, it's because the bra isn't quite right, and Skims has nailed the bra department. Plus, they have a whopping 62 sizes, 30A through 46H.
How do they do that?
I don't know. They're amazing.
And it's not just the t-shirt bra. Why don't you tell them about the other stuff?
Good, Andy. I mean, I own several of their bras at this point. And I just really think that, you know, they've really put a lot of, I think, R&D into their bras, frankly.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Like the first one I bought, I was like, okay, I'll just see. You know, there's a million bras out there, right? For me to buy a new bra and be like, wow, I'm going to buy more where this came from.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I now have this one in three colors.
They put the D in R&D.
What's the D?
Just make of that what you want. So shop Skims bras at skims.com and get free shipping on orders over $75.
And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and then Dear Shandy in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, so Daisy tells Joey, I loved this. She said that she can't imagine being in his position. She doesn't think anyone has ever handled it with such grace. He should be so proud of himself. Mm. She says she loves him. It's been natural and uplifting whenever she's with him. It feels so good. And he's like... And Andy, you said he's not picking her.
And
Daisy, I mean, she's so perceptive. They speak the same language.
She knows him.
She knows, he knows her.
He doesn't like it. It's too close for comfort. Okay. Joey doesn't like himself enough to be with someone who's exactly like him.
Oh, Andy, that was deep. Mm. So you don't think he likes that Daisy knows him so
Some
well.
People are repulsed. I'm not saying he's repulsed by Daisy. There's no way he's repulsed.
Mm-hmm.
But some people go as far as being repulsed by people who remind them of themselves.
Oh.
And you know what? Honestly, sometimes I feel it. Like I'll be walking in the street and someone will be wearing like the same shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah.
When I'm not wearing a white. Actually, with the white V, it's even worse. I see a guy with a white V and I'm like, ugh, I suck.
Wait, what about seeing that makes you feel that way?
Well, I just like, ugh, look at this guy, you know?
Like what?
Yeah, it's like he's doing a thing I do, and I do everything I do is wrong, so he's a jerk.
Oh, so it's a self-loathing
Yeah,
thing.
It's like I look at him, I'm like, oh, other people do a thing I do.
I'm not so
That
unique.
Must mean that they're terrible, because I don't think highly of myself.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that is so harsh.
Yeah, like that guy has to be an idiot because I'm an idiot.
Oh my.
And he's wearing the white V.
Andy, that's so dark.
Isn't
yeah,
dark?
The judgment we point out is usually meant for ourselves.
I will say that once in the neighborhood, I saw Matt Dillon wearing a white V.
And
I was like, okay.
So if they're famous, it's okay.
Famous celebrity, I feel good about myself.
Daisy in her ITM says that she feels Joey being measured and careful. He basically thanks her. She means so much to him. But in general, very somber vibes all around. They say goodbye very seriously. And Daisy in her ITM says, if I'm being honest, I don't think it's me. So she knew.
She's being honest.
Yeah, she knew for most of this finale. So Kelsey now has her final date. I mean, this is a winner's final date.
Oh.
You have a choice between doing a cleansing ceremony. No disrespect on the cleansing ceremony, but they basically don't get to spend any time together.
Ridiculous.
They're just standing next to each other.
The rich
whole time.
Get richer.
Yes.
Yeah, she gets cleansed. By the way, a cleansing. I have issue with a cleansing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, look, what's the worst thing? What's the closest thing to just dirt there is soot. Soot is dirt.
Okay.
And when you burn something, it turns into soot in the air, and that soot goes in your lungs, can be carcinogenic.
Uh-huh.
And gets on your skin. You got to wash it off. You smell like smoke all day.
Yeah.
It's dirt. I don't know why it's called a cleansing. That's just my personal opinion. But I respect the ceremony. I'm just saying that as far as cleansing goes, I would think maybe you get some body wash in there.
Yeah.
Maybe some alcohol.
Maybe you
wipes.
Get your feet exfoliated.
Exfoliated.
Maybe massage off the soot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're
maybe
right.
Maybe a facial.
The rich get richer.
Anyway, the point is she gets the spot. They should have been playing Chariots of Fire theme song during this day.
No,
and it was over. This was
so
over. They're
true.
Like, not only have you obviously won, but you're going to get the opposite of smoke being blown in your face.
Kelsey and Joey, yes, have the spa date. They basically massage each other. They have a lot of fun. They put on those like sheet masks on each other. Yeah. This is a winner's date. You know, like the producers are like, these are our two dates. Who do you want to take on which one? Like, come on.
Come on. You want to get cleansed or you want to get cleansed?
In the evening, we agreed that there was some twist coming. We were like, there's no way. It's Kelsey. Yeah, it's too obvious.
It's got to be a twist.
But no, there it was not twisty. If I'm no honest.
Straight road, straight through the desert.
She says every time they spend time together, it's clearer to her, quote, it's supposed to be you and I. Nah. Oh, really?
No, bad, but not as bad as
oh, not you as and bad eyes. As some. Yeah.
You and I's. Anytime eyes, there's an I apostrophe S.
Yeah.
That's somebody takes the cake.
Yeah, Joey and yeah. I's relationship. Yeah,
it could be you and I. You know what? I'll even give a pass. Yeah, I don't even care. I'm just saying, I pick my battles.
The only reason you're going easy battles. Right now is because the Shandys thought you were too harsh last week.
No, I put my foot down on you and I's relationship.
Yeah, that's
I will
ridiculous.
Never stand for yeah. that.
And you do it with anyone. It has nothing.
Anybody.
It's so funny when people think it's an attack. No, it's just grammar.
Hold on a second. I'm going to have a drink of I's coffee.
Joey says he feels lucky. She says she loves him. She can picture it 10 years from now. She wants to do the little things together, wake up next to him, be in his corner and be his best friend and support him. Oh my goodness. So yeah. sweet. Yeah. Very dramatic orchestral music here. I got to say the soundtrack throughout this finale was on fire.
This is all original music?
I think so.
Original music.
This show doesn't get the credit it deserves music department.
You know, they should start referring to it. Like they should give them credit. They should be and the ABC Orchestra, you know, like they do on the late shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the Tonight Show Orchestra or the you know, whatever. They should give them credit. Whoever's doing this music is a genius.
Yeah. Or at the top or at the end, you know, they show the conductor from the pit like waving.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Before it gets going. Instead of a cold open, let's see the.
Yeah, like but you know what? It's different than Love is Blind.
Love
is Blind. If I wrote the music, I would be ashamed. I would say, don't say my name. Don't say my name.
No, it's true. There's no comparison.
No.
This show, the music is like, it's sort of like Sex and the City. You know, when they came up with the name Sex and the City, they were like, because the city is one of the characters.
Yeah.
This New York City is an integral part of the show.
Yeah.
It's Sex and the City. I feel like it's The Bachelor and their fantastic
music.
Score.
Unbelievable.
If you replaced the music in The Bachelor with the soundtrack from a show like Love is Blind, it would change completely and not for the better.
And you know who would agree with you? The people who wrote the songs on Love is Blind.
I completely they agree. Phone
those
that I would
Even those
with.
People are like, don't tell them that it was my song. Yeah, I write better songs than that. Yeah. I did that in 10 minutes. Those are freestyle songs. They literally sit down and they're like, oh, I got to do a Love is Blind. I got literally 5 hours left to submit it. And just sit in the studio and they're like, okay, I love you more than I did before. And they're like, okay, synth and drums and okay, shoot, MP3, done.
Next. Okay, so now it's proposal day and we meet Neil Lane, who is just timeless. Neil Lane, does he
gets
age?
Younger every year.
He's younger
That's
every year.
That's what Diamond Money will do for you.
Mm-hmm. Andy, you said Finger Man. You're all excited.
Yeah, he's our best shot for Finger.
We had not yet gotten a finger, but instantly we get one here. Word Watch 1. Joey says it's something that will be on her finger for the rest of her life. And I've got to say, there is never enough ring time. I like more ring time.
Yeah, there should be. You know, it should be like one of those channels, those shopping channels, where they talk about the ring for like an hour. Yeah. Which, by the way, if you haven't watched any of it, don't just skip through that channel. Sit down, preferably maybe on some sort of mind altering drug, and just watch the jewelry shopping channel, preferably after 2 a.m. for a long time. Trust me, you will be entertained. Think about taking some cubic zirconia. That's just whatever. And you have to talk about that for an hour. You think this is hard? You think recapping The Bachelor is hard?
I don't think recapping The Bachelor is hard.
Okay.
But it has its moments. There are moments where it's hard.
Okay, but it's not like a cakewalk.
Okay, all I'm saying is that I'm not comparing what we do here to having to sell on the shopping network. I recognize how hard that is, and I think that they're amazing.
Yeah, go ahead. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. Here's a $25 boring-ass cubic zirconia ring that you're going to sell for $199 with 5 easy payments.
Yeah, yeah.
1 hour.
Look at this cut. It's so brilliant. It really mimics a diamond better than your usual CZ somehow.
You're at 20 seconds.
And it's of the highest quality what is...
You're already faltering. It's before 30 seconds. You got another 59 and a half minutes ago.
And look at this pave band. It looks so convincing.
Oh, no. You are fired. There is no sarcasm on the shopping channel. No, you can't do that.
It might have been actually
You can't
convincing.
Do that here. You can't do that there.
Okay. No. Okay, so how do we get onto that?
The ring, Neil Lang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would like more rings.
Yeah.
I would like a little more footage. You know, they often show it from Neil Lane's perspective. I'm like, no, let me see the actual ring. Let me see the options.
Yeah.
In the old days, they did that more.
They should have like real high def close-ups too.
Yes. And it can be kind of educational. Like, oh, yeah. That's the emerald cut. That's the cushion cut.
I mean, as well. He's getting ad time. Use it.
Yeah.
Don't just show your face. We know what you look like.
No, it's
show
not, us the it's product. Not Neil Lane. It's the show. They think that we care less about the rings than we do. But let me tell you, I want to see the rings. So now Daisy knocks on a door. She's been spiraling. We see her knocking on a door. And I had a theory here that she leaves to spare Joey having to end it with her because that's how much she understands him and how much he dreads doing this. Mm. I end up being wrong. This is not Joey's door. It's Kelsey's door.
I said it was Kelsey's door.
Oh, you knew it was Kelsey's
door.
Well,
I said it like with the 30 seconds ago. Because they showed Joey walking to a door. Mm. I was like, they're lying to us. Ah. It's not Joey.
Oh, my God. Putin.
Why would they show Joey walking to
the
door?
It's always the opposite.
It's always the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. So how sweet was it? How excited Kelsey was to see Daisy? Yeah. I mean, they've been kept from each other, sequestered for weeks now.
Is it possible
that
she was really extra excited when she knew what was going on?
I feel like Kelsey's known it's her.
Yeah, she knew.
She has.
She didn't need Daisy to come tell her.
She's got the pep.
Honestly, her reaction when she did tell her was almost like, oh, I know.
Oh, when Daisy says, how's your week been going?
Yeah,
have you been getting
like,
validation?
It's me.
I got to say, this was a delicate conversation for both women. And how beautiful. Like, there was not an ounce of falseness here.
Yeah.
You know, Daisy being like, can I ask how your week is going? Like, if you don't mind my asking. You know, it would be easy to be like, mind your own business.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And she was apologetic. She was sort of asking for permission, you know, to ask this question. And Kelsey was so responsive. You know, she said, yes, I got validation. Yes, I've had a great week. But she managed to do it without sounding arrogant. Like, both of these two things are so hard to accomplish, given the position they're in. I just love this friendship.
It's really sweet.
I agree. Daisy in her ITM says that she's really hurting. It shouldn't feel this way. Andy, you said there'd better be a big twist here. Otherwise, it's the boy who cried wolf. No. When will you learn that this whole show is the boy who cried
wolf? I'm just making a point.
Now it's the proposal. Beautiful score as the women are in their car together holding hands. This was both so touching and hilarious at the same time.
It was like the ending of The Graduate.
The Graduate?
Yeah, with Dustin Hoffman.
Okay, what's happening?
Where he breaks in, like the girl that he loves is getting married in like a church.
Okay.
And he like breaks in and like grabs her and takes her away and she runs off with him. And they end up in the back of like a public bus, just sort of sitting there. She's in her wedding dress. It's a very famous scene. I know you haven't seen the movie, but.
How is it like that?
Well, it's a similar situation where they're kind of like, what's going on?
Like with each other or in general? Like having regrets? Like, is the bride in that scene like starting to
She's
have
having
second-
regrets.
Is she?
Yeah. She's having regrets. That's why she runs off with him. Otherwise, she would have stayed. She'd be like, get the hell out of here. Call security.
But is she having regrets over having left her own wedding?
Yes. She's having regrets about everything.
Okay.
They're both like, we're young and crazy and we just did this. But they're both sitting there like, oh, now what?
Yes.
And then, you know, it starts playing.
What?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, okay.
I've come to talk with you again about a vision softly creeping in my dreams while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain
still remains.
Oh, brain and remains. Yeah, screw that one up.
Good job.
Thanks.
Daisy emerges first here. She says falling in love with him was so fun. She's in love with him. But the thing is, you're not going to choose me, she says. The last couple of days, I realized that you're not my person. And I know that you know I'm not your person as much as it hurts. I know you said you want what's best for me. So I'm going to do what's best for me. And I'm going to go. I feel like we saw the look of relief wash across his face here.
Oh, yeah. It was like you have a huge public speaking event that you're like dreading.
Yeah.
And the day before, the person's like, oh, listen, I'm sorry. We got someone else to fill in
for you. Oh, no, it's not even the day before. It's like 5 minutes before. You're in the wings. You're in the wings of the public speaking event.
It'd be a little weird to cancel it 5 minutes before.
No, but you would be so relieved. Like at that point, you're like, so you're ready to do it, but you really still don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a completely unrealistic scenario, but but yeah, the same relief.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Joey says this has been the hardest thing he's ever had to do. He knows how much he's going to miss her. He says he'll walk her out, and she says that's something she should do on her own. I mean, we were very touched by the scene. It showed a deep understanding, like such a deep like similarness between them, because I really can picture Joey doing this as well.
Yeah.
If he had not been so convinced that it was him, this is something Joey would do. He would 100%.
Well, he did it basically with Daisy. Daisy was just returning the favor.
Yeah.
He did it. He wink-winked. He's like, you're not. It's not you. They know each other well enough.
Yes.
That's why Daisy knew. Not because she has a good hunch or she has great intuition.
Well, I mean, a bit of both.
She does, yeah. Probably. But she knew. She's like, I know you. If you gave me those kind of hints,
yeah.
I wouldn't have to ask. I'd be like, wait, are you saying, let me read between the lines
all
here.
I'm saying is that her hunch is also good combined with his wink-wink. Sure. Because she's we have to remember, hunch. You know, all those people. She says she's always talking to about this relationship. All those people are convincing her that it is her.
Yes.
You know, they want her to stick around.
But Joey
told
her it isn't.
Yes.
And she knew him well enough to tell him, I know you told me, and now I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to let you off the hook. And he respected that. It was a mutual, yes. There was some real love there.
I think in an alternate universe where Kelsey's not on this season, or he and Daisy just meet in person, I think that they would date for a long time and could totally work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Andy, though, you said, I don't understand why this is a twist ending. This is just what a million people should have done at this point.
Yes.
Do you want to explain?
First of all, everyone's like, you know, I always agree with Shandy until now. Like, that's it. That's it. We're done. Throw us in the trash heap.
Yeah.
But we have been right almost every time.
About
who's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Not tooting our own horn. It gets pretty easy, usually.
Yeah.
So, whatever. We've been right. Who cares?
I don't care
whether we're right
or
wrong.
I like being wrong.
I like being right about things that are more nuanced.
I like being right about way more important things than
more
this.
More important things. Correct. Yeah.
This is very low stakes. Yeah,
or less binary things. I like being right about things that have like 10 answers.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
Totally.
I told you so's with multiple choice. Oh, those are the best.
Totally.
Yeah. Binary, it's like you flip a coin. Come on. Don't get too excited. It's like getting excited when you hit black on roulette. It's like, ooh. Ooh, lots of skill there. Anyway, my point is that the person who's going to lose in The Bachelor, I think, generally speaking, knows they're going to lose.
Okay.
They may be fooling themselves, but they know. And they should do this because number one, it saves face.
Yeah.
And number two, it's letting the guy down. It's like you don't have to do this crazy thing where you give this whole speech, I give a whole speech, and then you tell me it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ending that's less of a twist than endings that don't have a twist.
You're making some sense here. Like the idea that someone can make it to that point and really think it's them and be so heartbroken. Huh. There's something rather shocking about that. It makes the lead that deceptive, like super deceptive, or it makes the person whose heart gets broken maybe a little more impressionable, or they, you know, they were manipulated or whatever. I know what you mean. Like if you really are going to end up with this person, maybe this says something about like what we seek. Like I would not want there to be any air escaping that connection. You know, this shows just how bonded they were.
Yes. And I personally would like to see more of this because I don't think the humiliation at the altar is necessary.
Yeah.
There's good cringe. There's like the office cringe. And then there's that cringe where I'm like, I don't need to see that.
Yeah. It feels inhumane.
It feels gratuitous.
Yeah.
It's like in the gladiator contest where at the end the guy's injured and everyone's like, oh, okay, do it. And they, you know, you kill a guy who's injured.
That was like in Dune. Dune 2.
Or Gladiator.
Dune 2. I was thinking Dune 2, the scene where they're all walking in with a limp. It's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Who gets satisfaction out of that?
Yeah.
They're already so injured.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them go to the hospital and heal. They already have to deal with recuperation. They may be permanently damaged. Just leave them alone.
I got to say, I very much enjoyed that movie.
It was a good movie. I didn't love the first Dune. I saw the original Dune, which was interesting, but a little boring. I saw the first new Dune, which I thought was a little slow.
And I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
But it's hypnotic.
I wasn't super, you know, fantasy for me is a tough genre.
I know.
I always have issues with it. But this Dune, excellent.
Solid.
Worth it.
Yeah. And the sound.
Oh, you know what we're doing right now? We said in a previous recap that we're all going to do a thing now where we go to a movie at the movie theater once a quarter. So this is me and Andy saying we went to see Dune 2.
Yes. We went to the movie theater.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
We are national heroes.
Okay, so Daisy returns to the car now. She gives Kelsey a hug and says that her mom is looking down on this moment and is so proud of her. I mean, this is so beautiful. But I also was sort of shocked that they let her do this, because is this not taking away some of the shock value for Kelsey knowing that it's her?
I think Kelsey knew so hard that it didn't matter. She's just being polite.
Yeah. They're like, if Leslie didn't work, and you know.
Send in the Leslie.
Daisy in her car exit says, if I can love the wrong person that much, imagine how much I can love the right person. And Andy, you said she's bachelorette.
Well, I mean, it seemed like it.
And now we're live. Jesse's still trying to tease that Joey might end heartbroken, but come on.
Come on.
Come on. Jeez Louise. I hope he gets a bonus for that. Like, how do you do that with a straight face?
I mean, Jesse is a hero. Talk about a gladiator.
Professional. Professional.
You know what Jesse is? He's like, remember when Colbert did that whole episode with full blown like emergency appendicitis situation? And you couldn't, I watched that whole thing. I watched every frame. I couldn't see one moment where it seemed like he was in distress.
Yeah.
He was having a full blown ruptured appendix during a live taping.
Excruciating pain.
And I feel like Jesse could do the same thing. Like Jesse, you give him full on food poisoning. Jesse comes in. He's like, and guess what? There might be an ending. You'll never see coming. Cut. All right, let's go. So, Charlene, you haven't asked about my bush.
How's your bush?
Go ahead, ask.
How's your bush doing, Andy?
My raspberry bush is actually...
very good.
I don't understand.
Very good.
My raspberry bush is doing beautifully. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you something. Fast growing trees thinks of everything. They didn't send me a fully bloomed raspberry bush in the middle of winter, which is when I ordered it.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me one that was dormant.
Dormant.
And now that the weather is warming, it is exploding with sprouts everywhere. And I couldn't be more delighted. I said to myself, did fast growing trees grow up? Like this doesn't look like it's coming back.
Yeah.
And they're like, you fool. You think we would send you a dead raspberry bush?
Yeah.
I have never been... Even with the cherries, I'm very excited about the cherries this year from our fast-growing cherry tree.
Yeah.
I mean, fast-growing trees, cherry tree.
Get the name
sorry,
right,
Andy. Sorry, fast-growing trees. But I am even more excited. I've never had raspberries. I've never grown raspberries. And I'm telling you, this bush is going to be the greatest bush. And thanks for asking about my bush, by the way. It's going to be the greatest bush that's ever been in this neighborhood.
I got to say, nothing brings you to life like talking about fast-growing trees. I would say one of our favorite sponsors. I mean, when this first came across the Dear Shandy desk a while ago now, you were like, this exists? You couldn't believe it, because up until then, you'd been mainly buying any plants just at local stores. Meanwhile, Fast Growing Trees, they take into account your location.
Yes.
And so then they can recommend plants for you, and not just like house plants. We're talking cherry trees,
everything.
Raspberry bushes, anything you're looking for, fruiting trees, flowering trees.
Everything.
Yeah, based on your climate so that you will have the most success. And I love that they take into account the season as well.
And the ordering process is so easy. There's no work. I didn't work. I almost just thought raspberry bush and it came.
They have a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, and they provide free plant consultation forever.
Forever. And they ship to your door in 1 to 2 days.
So Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. and has over 10,000 different types of plants and over 2 million happy customers.
And this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off select plants and other deals.
And our listeners, the Shandys, get an additional 15% off your first purchase when you use code Shandy at checkout.
That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code Shandy at checkout.
Fastgrowingtrees.com/Shandy. Offers valid for a limited time and terms and conditions may apply. Andy, you may need a haircut at the moment, but let me tell you, those luscious locks, they're looking great thanks to Pros.
And these locks don't just go for any shampoo. I have gone through hundreds in my life, shampoos. I don't think a shampoo has ever lasted more than maybe 6 months with me before I give up on it. Pros is a lifetime shampoo.
Yeah.
I'm never stopping.
Well, that's because it's custom made to order hair care, designed for your hair with your hair in mind, because you filled out their online hair consultation and you basically said what your hair type was and all these different facts about your hair. But on top of that, where you live. And then Pros takes into account the water hardness where you live, the climate where you live, the humidity, all these things play a role in how your hair performs. And so then that shampoo that you're obsessed with is bespoke to your hair situation.
It's like a restaurant with a tasting menu that asks you a million questions up front.
Uh-huh. I love
and
that.
They bespoke it to you.
Yes.
Every little bite is for you, as opposed to a restaurant where they have a tasting menu and they just give it to you. Yeah. Here, whether you like it or not, that's what you're eating.
Yeah. And then they're like, no substitutions.
No substitutions. Like I want to eat sea urchin.
Also, I use a bunch of Pros products, but the one I'm particularly obsessed with is their dry shampoo because, well, you know, I'm not a wash my hair every day girl. You guys probably know that by now. And their dry shampoo is not an aerosol spray. So, you know, it's better for the air, for the planet. You're not breathing in these fumes. Yeah. And it just works so well. It makes my hair, you know, bouncy and not greasy, just all the things.
I got to be honest, when you switched to the Pros dry shampoo, my life got a lot better.
Yeah.
Why do I want to live in a house that smells like dry shampoo spray?
Andy hates dry shampoo spray.
Yeah, I got to open all the windows. Why would you do that to me?
So Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best skin and hair that they're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order when you go to pros.com/dearshandy.
Get your free consultation and then get 50% off when you go to pros.com/dearshandy.
That's PROSE.com/dearshandy. So Andy, anyone following us on Instagram knows that we recently adopted a dog. Mm-hmm. Her name is Ruby. And we take care of her. You know, we take her to the vet. We make sure she's up to date on her shots, her appointments. And I was thinking, as I was taking her to the vet, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if someone did this for me?
Zocdoc.
Don't get people excited. They might think that exists.
Doesn't exist. But Zocdoc does exist.
Yes.
And for humans, there is no better app. When I open the Zocdoc app, I am just like, this is going to be an easy day.
Yes, because ZocDoc is a wonderful platform that connects you with doctors in your area. And these doctors treat just about every condition under the sun. And not only is it a search engine, right? You can search by whether or not they take your insurance based on location, what you're looking for specifically in a doctor, but also based on ranking, how they're rated by other patients, just like yourself.
You notice, which we do, mm-hmm. on ZocDoc, there are a lot of reviews
yes.
for these doctors. This isn't some new app that just came along where there's like one or two reviews for every doctor.
Yeah, where it can't be like, trusted. Yeah, it's the like
brother,
their best friend.
Cousin, sister, mother. No, there are hundreds, sometimes thousands of reviews for a doctor. And let me tell you something, those ratings are so accurate.
Yes.
I've literally been to a 4.8 that was 0.2 better than a 4.6.
I once went to a 3.8.
Oh, why would you do that? Are you crazy?
It was based on convenience and
it's
availability.
Your health, it's your life.
I know. I learned my lesson. Okay?
You won't even eat at a 3.8 restaurant.
I know.
You'll go to a 3.8 doctor.
Okay, well, isn't it so nice that with ZocDoc, you can actually track all this? Plus, the cherry on top is you can book the appointment itself within ZocDoc. ZocDoc is the one-stop shop. It becomes your owner. Yeah. The one taking care of you, like how I circled back.
Yeah, nice.
So ZocDoc is the free app and website that lets you find and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Go to ZocDoc.com/Shandy and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Shandy, ZocDoc.com/Shandy. Kelsey comes out now to the tune of Joey saying it's her. He's 100% sure. He says they just enjoy each other. There have been difficult decisions, but there's nothing difficult about choosing her. They've built a strong flame, but he knows it will never go out because she's his light.
Ooh, he's a poet.
He proposes, she says yes without hesitation. And Andy, you said, are you kidding me? This is the twist. This was less of a twist than when it's not a twist.
It's not, you know what this is? This is you get vanilla and chocolate soft serve in a cup and they're not even mixed. It's just one on one side and the other on the other side.
Oh, that's how I like it.
I know you do. You always say that.
Yeah, I don't like a swirl.
Yeah. What you know what a swirl is? It gets back to our point about mixing too many foods together.
Yes.
Just let the food sing. Don't put everything together. That way everything tastes the same.
Yeah. I truly, when I get soft serve or froyo, I ask for them to be side by side.
Vanilla and chocolate are the king. Look, let's face it. It's a king and queen of flavors.
Okay.
Like everything else is just built upon vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah. It was chocolate the king and vanilla's the queen.
I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, vanilla's more yin.
Vanilla might actually be the king. I feel like if a flavor came first, it was vanilla and then chocolate.
I just feel like vanilla's more elegant.
Chocolate's more complicated. You got to do, cocoa beans to make chocolate is insane. It's like making cocaine.
But vanilla is, you think it's not complicated? I mean, vanilla is
No, I think you just take a vanilla bean and mash it and throw it in with some cream and ice and you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think early man could have done vanilla. Early man could not have done chocolate.
Let's poll our shandies, which one's which.
All right.
People will be like, why do you have to give them genders? All right. They're obviously so beautiful together. What a happy ending. They look really happy. And in the live, Jesse says, look at that. It all worked out. Andy, you shouted fraud.
Yeah, no, Jesse.
Okay. So that brings us to after the final rose. Daisy emerges. I wrote, looking like the Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she looked like the Bachelorette here.
She certainly did.
She looked like she had gotten the Bachelorette like glam treatment, you know, like a wand had been pointed in her direction.
The whole thing.
Yes. She says she wants him to be happy. She's happy for him. She congratulates him. And she's asked, when did she know it might not be her? And she says it was at the rose ceremony where Rachel left. She saw them look at each other and she was like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. We all been there.
Yes. Where you see the object of your affection look at someone else the way you wish they would look at you.
Yeah.
The way you maybe think they're looking at you until you see it with someone else. You're like, oh, that's different.
I remember I was in 10th grade in high school. I had this huge crush on this girl. Okay. Huge crush. Probably my first really like adult crush. Ooh. I know it's not, you know, I'm 16 years old. It's not adult, but it's closer than my summer camp crush.
Sure.
Like 12. I would listen to songs and I would think of her. There'd be slow motion scenes running in a field, holding hands.
Soft focus.
Yeah, little rabbits running around. And then one day I'm sitting in the cafeteria with a good friend of mine.
Okay.
We're just talking. She sits down next to him and I'm telling you, she was blushing as red as a beet.
Oh.
Smiling ear to ear, eyes right on him the whole time. And I knew.
You saw the look.
I saw that look.
The look
like
of
a knife.
Love is in your eyes. Daisy says that when they were throwing stones in the fire, she realized Joey could not see past that point with her. He thanks her for the respect and love she's given him. And she says that her light had been dim when she came on the show. He came into her life for a reason. She'll always be thankful for him. She can't wait to watch him and Kelsey grow. Oh. I mean, what a feel-good ending.
Oh yeah.
No drama. What more could you ask? Yeah, and yet it felt better. You know, drama sometimes you're like, oh, I need that to be entertained. This kept me every bit as captivated. You know what I mean? I didn't need to see someone heartbroken. Yeah. And she was heartbroken in a way, but not in like a sick way.
You could say that this was the most untwisty ending of The Bachelor ever.
Now Kelsey arrives. I got to talk about her look. This was my best dressed look. It was a look.
Oh, that was a look.
She's wearing that black. Black, what a slick choice. You know, it was very elegant, understated, but it was crisscrossed. She's got the inner boob happening. Yeah. Actually, Daisy also had the same neckline.
Yeah. What's your favorite boob of the four boobs? The upper, the cleavage, the under side boob, under boob, or inner boob? Which one do you like the best?
Like to wear or to
wear
see?
To wear or to see? To see and to wear.
I think to see, I like the inner boob. Hmm. Like so the Daisy and Kelsey both did inner boob.
Gotcha.
It looked really good. It was sort of like sexy, but it's not too in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to ask me what my favorite is?
I think your favorite is also inner boob.
I'm gonna go under boob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the most alarming.
Most alarming. Okay, but sorry, I have to talk about her outfit more. I love that her hair was back in this big ponytail. It was like a bouncy ponytail. It wasn't trying too hard. She had the side pieces in the front. She just looked spectacular. Her lipstick, it was less is more, but sexy and elegant. She looked like a movie star.
I mean, if she can act, she is.
And now we get Word Watch 2. Joey says he was nervous with the proposal. He was trying to practice which hand to use, correct finger. Mm-hmm. And he's asked what he loves so much about Kelsey. He says there isn't enough time for that. Aww. Yeah. And when asked about her mother, she says a favorite quote is, grief is love's souvenir. She feels lucky to have had the mom she did for the time she did. How beautiful is that?
I like that quote.
And when asked what's next for them, Joey is coming to New Orleans and eventually they plan to move to New York. And now we get a moment with Kelsey's father, Mark, who turns out
who
to
also should be a movie star.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, no one can act in this family. They should all be movie stars. They're terrible actors.
So Jesse says that Mark is a Bachelor Nation favorite, and then he's like, we'll see more of you later.
What was that?
What was that?
Well, the question is he going to become like a Leslie or a Sandra? Or is he going to become the Golden Bachelor?
Usually they'll take the Golden Bachelor from the previous Golden Bachelorette season, unless they're doing something else.
How can they waste this guy?
No, it's impossible. That's why I think Silver Bachelor.
He's either going to be like undercover brother, like in Charity Season in some way, or he's just going to be Golden Bachelor.
Undercover brother.
Yeah, that thing.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Nehemiah.
Jesse tells the happy couple they're going back to Jasper, care of the Fairmont, and then announces that they're going to say who the Bachelorette is. And he's like, so let's talk to Daisy. What was with this?
I don't understand. Like, was that a tease? Was that supposed to be?
I felt like they had to close up that loose end because Daisy was so likable in this episode. Like, who would not be like, okay, obviously it's Daisy. It almost felt like they had to nip that in the bud and be like, well, here's Daisy coming from the horse's mouth. She is not ready. Because that's basically what they brought her out to say.
What was funny is, as this shows how out to lunch I am sometimes, I thought they'd announced her as Bachelorette.
So did I. He said, now we're going to find out who the Bachelorette is. But then he's like, but first we'll talk to a woman you know.
He said first? Oh,
I don't remember the exact semantics.
I don't think he said
that.
I think he was more nuanced. I think it was open for interpretation.
I thought that she was the Bachelorette.
Yeah, like both did.
Yeah,
I'm glad you joined me in that. Yeah. I feel less stupid. But when she sat down, when she said, I'm not ready, I was like, wow, this is an interesting choice. Mm-hmm. A Bachelorette who's not ready.
Yes.
I like it.
Me too. I was like, she's saying she's not ready. Like, so she'll be ready by the end.
Yeah. She's a little spicy there.
Rather unexpected.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm not going to pick anyone, but, you know, I'll go along for the ride. Get that sweet, sweet cash.
Yeah. I wonder what was up with this. It makes me think that she was asked. The thing is, I actually can picture Daisy having turned this down. Because I think that her experience with Joey and on this show has given her a new perspective on herself. And I understand that she might want to just be single and dating and
she's got like 600,000 Instagram followers. She's like, I got what I need. I don't need you guys
got
anymore.
Got what I came for. Yeah. I don't need a husband.
Yeah. Flat tummy tea for the rest of my days.
Flat tummy tea is passe
now. It's true. You're right.
Yeah.
No one does flat tummy tea anymore.
No.
Are they bankrupt or are they just not doing podcast ads?
Oh, I don't know. We've never been offered.
No, we've never been offered flat tummy tea. I feel a little offended.
Not that we would do it, although you do love Senna tea. That's basically all it is. Senna.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's well-branded Senna tea?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's BS.
I'm 99% sure.
Although Senna tea is good. You know what? I give it to them. I mean, selling a good product.
Come full circle on flat tummy tea. Okay, so now Jesse pulls up Charity. Charity.
No, friend of the show.
Friend of the
pod. Very recently.
Tomorrow.
And you will see.
Check it out tomorrow. Big day.
Teasing.
This was actually very Oscars of them to do. It's like have the former Bachelorette come out to like crown the next Bachelorette or Miss USA or whatever.
Passing the torch.
And she says this is someone who's witty, intelligent. She wants to see more of her. And it's Jen. I have to admit for a second there, I was like, because I was so convinced it would be Maria. I even thought
there might be a Rachel in there.
No,
and then we were so taken off guard.
I loved Jen all season. And I think she's going to be awesome. Like, I'm so stoked.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
We're
going to talk about this. But you know what it reminded me of? It's like when I, like a few weeks ago, I was walking down 2nd Avenue.
Yeah.
I was walking across 2nd Avenue and a car was speeding at me. And I was like, it was a green light for me. And I was just like, that's a little odd. I'm not sure why. But that's strange. And you know why? Because he was coming the wrong direction. He was driving down 2nd Avenue the wrong direction.
Oh, that's so stressful.
At me. And my brain was like, we don't know what's going on here. It takes the brain a second to adjust to an outcome that wasn't one of the many things you thought it could be.
Yes, that's good analogy. It's not that I'm not happy it's Jen. I'm thrilled it's Jen. It's just that it's been so long since I've thought about Jen.
Yeah.
Like since her hot seat, which it was a typical hot seat from Women Tell All. So she just wasn't at the front of my mind for this, but I'm really stoked, obviously.
Yeah.
We're big Jen fans. I think that she will be perfect. And she also brings a bit of that spice. You know, we said throughout the season that she's got confidence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like she just says it like it is. And I really like that about her. But I just didn't see it coming. I was really like, you know what it was? I could taste my I told you so. It's like I had my eye on the prize and it was taken from me.
I'm sorry. I had the band. I had hired a band. They were ready.
Yeah.
And I had to fire all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I was ready to give you the greatest I told you so of all time.
I fell for it hook, line, and sinker when they said, oh, no, but it's not Daisy. I was like, oh, okay.
You got it. You knew it.
Mama.
I could see. I saw many expressions transition in your face.
Okay, so this is a pretty thrilling call, honestly. Yeah. I personally think this franchise has been circling around wanting an Asian bachelor or bachelorette for a while, and it just hasn't. I mean, first of all, they came very close with Kayla, friend Kayla. Yeah. Actually, she was supposed to be a bachelorette, and then they took it away from her to give it to JoJo. And of course, JoJo was a great bachelorette. But I feel like they've been trying to make this happen for a while. And maybe it's more doable since Fleiss is no longer in the picture. Yeah. But this is really exciting.
Yeah, it's
great. I'm so excited to see how that will play out in terms of who they cast.
Yes, I am thrilled.
Yes.
I am thrilled.
I actually also think that they had their eye on John from Charity Season, but it just fizzled too soon.
And he was... No. I liked... It was fine.
Jen's great. She'll be fantastic. Although, Andy, you were not thrilled with this moment. Jessie asks what she's looking for, and she says she's looking for someone with a really big, like really big personality.
Oh, dear.
What made this painful is that there was one chuckle.
Not a chuckle in a house that is primed for chuckling.
Yes. Even Jessie.
A stadium of chucklers. Yeah. So not one chuckle. Even Jessie was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Just make believe it wasn't a joke.
Wait, so what do you think went wrong here? Her delivery, or do you think that the joke?
Number one, let's have a moment of silence for this joke. We should have this is a joke worthy of a full funeral procession. Like a requiem, like Mozart's requiem should be played after this joke. This is maybe the worst choice of joke I've ever seen. First of all, if you're going to make a penis joke, first choose the right moment to make a penis joke. You don't introduce yourself to America as the Bachelorette with not only a penis joke, but the most hackneyed, worst penis joke there is on earth. There's no hackier penis joke than I want someone with a big personality. Have you ever has anyone in history in like the 1700s, someone made that joke and they got a chuckle. And after that, no one's ever left.
Okay. Yeah.
What was she thinking?
Oh, it was painful.
You know what? She can only go up from here. That's all I got to say.
The joke really offended you.
Well, you know what I give her credit for? What? Rolling with it. She's like, wow, I just died worse than anyone's ever died on a stage. I'm just going to let it go.
You know what? I'm realizing this bothers you more than the average person because you're funny. You're used to getting laughs. But as someone who's not naturally funny, like I'm used to saying things that I think might be funny and that no one laughs at. And I'm like, okay, I'll just keep trying.
You know what? That's ridiculous. You know, you should get more laughs. You're very funny.
Oh,
you're so funny.
Oh, thanks, husband.
You entertain me every day. Every day I laugh at you.
I think that's why
at you and with you.
I think that's why you married me, because I got more laughs at you.
Absolutely. I could not live with someone who wasn't funny.
Okay, thank you. But my point being that, you know, as someone who's not naturally as funny as some, as you maybe, I thought that Jen rolled with it as one would. Like I related to how she just rolled with it.
I would have fallen apart.
The difference between Jen and me is that I wouldn't have tried to make this joke. In that setting.
Oh, you would have never made that joke. I mean, that was such a poor choice.
It was a high risk.
And it was prepared too.
No, it was high risk, low reward. It wasn't worth it.
All I can say is, as a general rule, save penis jokes for the right time and make them very funny.
When is the right time?
Not when you're being introduced to America as the Bachelorette.
Okay. You know what might have worked? He's like, what are you looking for? If she had listed a couple of things and then
Center really big. This is why the curator here, curator of comedy.
Yeah, just
exactly.
She needed to build to
three
it.
Things.
Yeah.
I want someone who has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Someone who really sees me for who I am.
Yeah.
And someone who has a really, really, really giant, veiny, throbbing personality.
No, it's
still
true.
Not funny, but funnier. At least she gets some chuckles.
It needed
she
more gets build.
Chuckles.
More build.
More build. You're right. You can't just open with a... Oh.
She says she wants cheeky banter. If all they do is spend the whole day making fun of each other, then that's what she wants. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
And now word watch 3 and 4. She says, obviously, I hope to have a ring on this finger, but then quickly, not only the ring on the finger. Jessie says that she's the first Asian American bachelorette. And Jen says that she always wanted to see Asian representation on TV. Whenever she saw anyone on TV or in movies, they were always a supporting character.
Yeah.
I can deeply, deeply relate to this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is very exciting all around.
Yeah.
So Andy, that brings us to the end of this finale. Do you have an A game winner? Do we do A game?
I mean, I think Daisy gets A game.
Okay. Daisy.
Yeah.
I mean, what could she have done better? It was flawless.
She did everything right.
Can we also talk about Joey being a pretty flawless bachelor?
He's a great bachelor. When they said he may be the greatest bachelor, I was like, you know what? I'll give you that. I'll give you that superlative. You lose on the twist, but you get it with that.
The thing about greatest is that we have to take into account likability. Like, is greatest like what keeps you the most entertained?
Yeah, you could make a case that Juan Pablo is the greatest bachelor.
I think Juan Pablo was a great bachelor in terms of like keeping you on your toes. People hated that season. People loved that season. It was an entertaining season.
You know what Joey gave us? Joey, first of all, he's so hot. I just wanted to say that. But he's real and entertaining at the same time. Mm. You want real.
Yeah.
You want real, but you don't want saccharine.
Yeah.
But he's not saccharine. He's just real and he can be entertaining at the same time.
And so poker faced while maintaining likability.
Yeah. And hotness.
And hotness. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Andy, it's time for our word watch giveaway.
It's a big word watch. A Lomi. Brand new Lomi.
Lomi, our electric countertop composter. I'm pointing at ours right now. That's on our countertop.
Believe us.
Valued at $500. This thing is amazing. You put in your food scraps, your food waste. With the push of a button, it turns that into soil, which you can sprinkle on your plants. We love it because it means that your food waste doesn't instead turn into methane in your garbage can.
Yeah.
It's good for the environment. I love it.
It is. So let's give it away. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's give it away. This is, by the way, the second time Lomi has sponsored a finale giveaway.
Yeah, Lomi does not play.
They do not. And this was a very exciting contest because you needed to guess the number of times the word finger would have been uttered in this finale, and the number was 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You needed to be following us on Instagram and subscribe to us here on YouTube. And you needed to guess correctly, and then your name would be entered in a draw. And how many correct guesses were there, Andy?
80.
80. Okay. That's
a good number.
Yeah. It is a good
for
number.
Four,
for
yeah.
4. Yeah. And our winner, drum roll please, is Dana Welsh Gordon. Congratulations. You are the winner of a Lomi valued at $500. Please email us by this Friday to claim it. Congratulations. Huge one. Huge one. Okay, Andy, we're going to keep with tradition now in going over our night one predictions.
All right. Let's hear them.
All right. So we both thought Kelsey A would be winning on night one. So we lost our way at some point.
We were wrong.
Yeah. People might want more of a reaction from you than that, Andy.
No, I'm hurting inside a little bit.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, I love being wrong.
No, I like being wrong.
I think
wrong
it's is so great. Exciting.
Being wrong is, if we were never wrong as humans, we wouldn't appreciate being right.
100%. Well said, Andy. Okay, in second, you had Daisy.
Yeah.
Very good prediction. I had Lexi. I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, Lexi was a prominent figure.
Okay.
In third, you had Maria and I had Daisy. And in fourth, you had Lexi and I had Jen. I mean, I didn't do too bad.
I mean, can we talk about my top four?
Well, your wild card was Leia.
Mm.
And mine was Caitlin. So our wild cards
Our wild cards are weak.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a pretty good top
four. We did pretty
good. Good consolation prize for me.
We both did all right based on night one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what a great season.
Yeah, it was a good season.
Yeah.
I really genuinely liked it.
Yeah. I looked forward to each episode.
Me too. I'm a little sad it's over.
Yeah. Never once did it feel like a chore.
No.
Or tedious. Even this 3-hour finale. Do you know how easy it would be for that to feel tedious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
They did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
The powers that be. We see you. Okay, Andy, I think that's a wrap then.
Although,
yes.
There was one more piece of housekeeping.
We have a special surprise.
I'm going to go get the surprise.
Okay.
Can I go get it?
Yeah, you can go get the surprise.
It. Or maybe her.
Oh. All right, this is Ruby. If you follow us on Instagram, you know that we adopted a dog. And we're so excited and in love with her.
Look at this.
Yes, she's perfect. Many of you wanted to meet her, so here she is. I think with that said, I think we're all done. If you have been following along with us for recaps and you're like, but what else is there? I'm going to miss having Shandy in my life. You should really be checking out our other episodes, our regular programming, which will pick up again or did pick up again on Thursday. Big episode coming out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think for people who like our recaps, your best bet are Q&As. Just bear that in mind. Okay. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you know what we will ask of you, and that is to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, follow us on Instagram and
TikTok.
Leave us Apple and
Spotify
podcast ratings and reviews. Tell your friends and generally do all the things you do to support a podcast you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Dear Shandy. Bye-bye.